And as I said, and I have to repeat this because it didn't get captured audio-wise, recorder-wise, we will have to postpone our reading of Nicola and Proudhon until next week. And I will continue to post more of the last chapter of chapter 5, the last chapter of What is Property, in the PDF. So please keep reading ahead. Do we need further proof that we are in the transition to freedom, on the edge of not the next world revolution, but rather the first and last world evolution, than that these power guys, the living dead, have seen fit to disinter their original bureaucratic global statesman for inspiration, Louis Bonaparte, while simultaneously trying to resurrect the Cold War? And this is a quote, our five-star fascist, I don't think they have the fascist part of it, just I liked the alliteration. Our five-star fascist party, says a member, is not Russian aligned or American aligned. Is there any dupe the children play from their tattered playbook for suffocating our hopes for freedom that they haven't resurrected to try to suppress us within this moment? We must see by this how close we are to getting free, by the power guys' frenzied reaction to our simultaneous efforts around the globe to achieve our freedom right now. We know we got these tools. We are sharing ourselves with each other, both within nations and across. It is time for us to take this further, our push for freedom. It is past time. So we see this in their reactions to our simultaneous efforts to achieve our freedom, which includes this power reaction, their frenetic attempts to raise the hackles of our fear to porcupine levels, aimed at each other always, of course, they plan. The fake news virus has now invaded Italy, although it's been several has it been several weeks has it invaded at this point? Has now invaded Italy. And I've been trying to figure out what that referendum that they keep telling us means fascism is rising, the fact that it passed, why it means fascism. I kept looking each article on this for what exactly was actually voted on, so that we could like form our own opinion. They don't want us forming our own opinion. That's not the purpose of the New York Times. I mean, there's an odd invited columnist here and there, I suppose. Continuing. I'm sorry, I'm getting silly because my head's about to burst here, feels like. That's another reason for realizing I could not go long. Anyway, fake news. The fake news virus has invaded Italy and now in Germany because, we are told, Putin wants to radicalize politics, whatever that means. All to neutralize social media is this whole fake news campaign for our global organizing efforts. And they intend to keep us confused, and their academics busy for generations while they hope, continue to rule. And we, is their intent, cringe in fear and cut our eyes at each other as the source of our discontent, and bend our backs and beg not to be winnowed. Promising power, we will be totally obedient. That's the point of the total information campaign, the total surveillance state. Why not rather give each other a single day all together now? Prince crooning soothingly as we meet, or rocking us out into the streets, a single day to discuss an alternative to the insanity of the bizarre notion of rule. Trust, any two-year-old knows it's bizarre. And then they get conquered, their authentic self destroyed. We got to stop doing that, and we got to resurrect the ones in ourselves that got silenced. An alternative to the insanity of the bizarre notion of rule of our remaining children so the bully state can continue to bully us for no reason at all but our fear, frozen feelings. For no reason at all but our fear, frozen feelings that will melt in an instant in the heat of experiencing each other's love. Trust, you know. Prince is a prophet. Prince is a prince of love. He is, as he told us, ain't never gonna be another like him, ever, ever, ever. That was the stone cold truth. And we miss you. We miss you. And we keep you with us because we miss you. We talked about the song Face Down, Dead Like Elvis. So I'm gonna play it as our outro. And thank you, as always, for staying strong, spreading the discussions, getting our thought process moving again, you know? They try so hard to keep us dead. But because it's only by keeping us dead that they keep us conquered. And I mean soul dead, you know what I mean. Thank you, my brother, my sister, for all of you out there for refusing to allow yourselves to be soul dead. Until next week, I love you. Peace.
Y'all.
Face down.
Dead like Elvis.